Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Donna Crow. I'm your host today, hostess, and we're talking about medical mushrooms. Welcome. I'm excited about this show. For those of you who are new, today we're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of medical mushrooms, and I've got a few guests on today who are going to just share some of their personal stories. My own personal story so far, I've been on this product for a few months. The particular mushrooms that we're talking about are Ganoderma. They're also known as Reishi mushrooms, Ganoderma lucidum. There's a number of them, and the particular product that we're interested in here today is put out by a company called GanoXcel, and it's unique in the market. It's six different mushrooms, and it put together to make what you would call, I guess, sort of a full-spectrum mushroom product. Each of these mushrooms has its own particular benefits, and when you put the six together, you get a full-spectrum mushroom product, and because of that, people are seeing remarkable, remarkable things. I mean, it seems like there's pretty much nothing that this doesn't cover. It just is helpful for everything. One thing I'm really excited about that I just was amazed when it dawned on me this was happening is hair loss. I really didn't really feel like concerned that I was having like extreme hair loss or something, but every time I would take a shower, there was a lot of hair in the drain. I mean, it looked like a little mouse went in there and died. It was a lot. And I just a few weeks ago, I noticed none. There's like zero hair after I shower. And my friend who shares housing with me has had the same experience. No hair loss. And I'm just thrilled about that. I know that quite a few people are, when you get older, you know, get, you know, 45 and beyond, you start to notice more hair loss, both male and female. And like I say, I wasn't like noticing balding or anything, but I just go, that's a lot of hair, you know. And to have no hair coming out, that's exciting. I'm really liking that. So that's just one little personal thing that I've noticed just recently. But I want to read to you some things. I did some research recently. Someone actually sent me a link to a place that had some really excellent information. And so I just want to share a little bit with you about some of the benefits of this product. I've been interested in health for years. I myself was sick for 18 years, and I just did a lot of research during that time in an effort to regain my own health. And increasing health in myself became sort of a ministry, and I ended up in the business of helping other people gain health from the things that I've learned. And so I've had an interest in health products, natural products, for a long time, and somehow this one slipped under my radar. And I'm just thrilled to know about it. It is just profound what this is doing. So I'm just going to tell you some of the things that that I've collected here that I thought would be of interest to various people. Ganoderma helps to alleviate food sensitivities. That's a big deal. I've got some clients that in a very short time on this product are being able to eat things that they were not able to eat for years before. So that's a really big deal. It inhibits candida. This is something that's of great concern to people. So it's excellent to know that it's antifungal in general, and candida is a fungus, but it helps with any kind of fungus. I was interested to see that it provides relief to 60 to 90% of chronic bronchitis sufferers. That's a big deal. That's huge. When you've got bronchitis and besides the pain that's involved, the difficulty in breathing is not pleasant. And to have 60 to 90% of chronic cases helped, that's huge. It reduces blood fat levels. It lowers the bad cholesterol, cleans out your bloodstream. One place says that they noticed an improved 82% of heart disease patients in 9 Chinese hospitals saw improvement in their cases. It helps lower blood pressure. But I want to say something about this. I had somebody contact me recently and said that they were concerned about taking it because they have low blood pressure, and they had read that it lowered blood pressure, and so they were going, that's not going to work for me. But the truth is that Ganoderma is a blood pressure modulator. If it's too low, it brings it up. If it's too high, it brings it down. So for those of you who suffer from low blood pressure, which causes fatigue, you know, most people would think low blood pressure, that's good, right? Well, if it gets too low, then you feel tired all the time and you have low oxygen levels. So low blood pressure can also be a problem. So it's good to know that Ganoderma balances blood pressure. Too high, it brings it down. Too low, it brings it up. It's protective against cobalt X-ray radiation. So those of you who are still doing mammograms, which you shouldn't be, because medical science has come out and said it's really not safe, that women who get mammograms regularly have higher incidence of cancer than those who don't. You can do thermogram instead. You can look that up on the internet, thermogram. That's a healthy way. It actually provides a better picture than a mammogram. But for those of you who have done mammograms or are not in a position to do a thermogram, Ganoderma helps protect you against X-rays. If you're going to the dentist and getting an X-ray, if you're flying, a lot of people don't know, but when you fly in an airplane, you get high X-ray exposure just from what's in the atmosphere. So even flying, this helps protect you against the X-ray that you're exposed to. It also improves the function of your red blood cells in transferring oxygen. It actually helps you to better utilize oxygen in your system. And so it's really good for altitude sickness. So those of you who like to go hiking in the high hills or you even live at higher elevations, Ganoderm is excellent for that. I've noticed that. I noticed, I told my story, I think, on the very first call of going out for a walk and getting lost and having to walk like about a mile straight uphill to get back to my house. Normally that would have been very difficult for me because I just would have run out of oxygen, and I didn't. I just plowed right up the hill, and I could feel that I was better utilizing oxygen. I didn't even know that that was a benefit, but I could feel it. I knew it was happening, but according to the literature, that in fact happens. It helps you to better use the oxygen in your system. It contributes to pain relief and to muscle relaxation. It has a calming and sedating effect on the nervous system. So it helps relieve insomnia, anxiety, and restlessness. Let's see. It disrupts viral diseases by inducing interferon production. This is a really big deal. I have read some stuff on HIV and hepatitis C that is showing that Ganoderma is a serious player when it comes to these issues, anything viral. It really is, well, some people are saying that they're cured from using it. I don't know anyone personally, and I'm not saying absolutely that it does, but some people have seen their numbers completely turn around. On paper, it would seem as though they're cured. So it's really important to know. And again, nothing works first time, every time for everybody. So don't be thinking that I'm saying, oh, take this and you're going to be cured of HIV. But if you have HIV, you should seriously be looking at this, because if nothing else, it's going to help you a lot and very likely slow down the whole process. Inhibits diseases by helping immune cells, like natural killer cells and killer T cells, destroy the viruses. It inhibits bacteria, staph and strep, and the bacteria that causes pneumonia. It inhibits those. It increases RNA and DNA synthesis in the bone marrow, where immune cells such as lymphocytes are made. It increases the strength and the lifespan of white blood cells, such as neutrophils, and these are part of your immune system. Polysaccharides modulate T cell activity, and they expand memory of T cells and activate suppressor T cells. This is like powerful against cancer. In fact, one study showed that 50% of the cancerous tumors in mice completely regressed 10 days after injection of Ganoderma, even in small doses. And in one single polysaccharide from Ganoderma inhibited 100% of tumors in mice. It wakes up the immune system early to fight cancer, helping to prevent it. This is what this report states. Ganoderma is officially listed as a substance for treating cancer by the Japanese government, and long-term treatment of cancer with reishi has shown great success there. Let's see, there was some other stuff. It says that it has rebalancing effects both for strengthening, toning, and modulating key metabolic systems, including your insulin glucose response system. And this is why a lot of people with diabetes are finding that their blood sugar level for the first time is finally in a normal, healthy range in just a short time on Gano. I have a friend who's just chronically had a problem keeping her blood sugar in a normal range with normal medications. And she was on this just for a few days, and she was going, well, I don't know if it's this product, but it suddenly was down in a really healthy range. And I'd go, well, we'll see over time, but I don't think it was a coincidence. So many people have had that experience of trying, you know, the pills, the shots, and still seeing their blood sugar all over the map. And they get on this product, and it just smooths out. It just completely smooths out. And that's a big deal. You know, if you know about diabetes, you know the damage that that excess sugar can cause into your eyesight, and it's just devastating to your internal organs. It's not a good thing. So having stable blood sugar is a big, big deal, and this product is really excellent at balancing that, and it's been proven in a laboratory. It's not just personal experiences. It's got a lot of data to back that up. Okay. So that's just some of the stuff. I mean, you probably think I read everything that there is to read on it, but I really only just touched the surface. This product is like just, I would call it a universal healer. You know, it just, you know, you hear people say, you know, like it's this discovery of the century, even though it's been around for thousands of years, that it's the power food of the ages, and you know, people get pretty eloquent and lofty about this because it's just stunning. It's stunning what it does. So I'm going to introduce a couple people here. We're going to start with Jody. Jody's a friend of mine, and how do I explain this? Jody, nothing ever works for Jody. She's a trooper, you know. She tries anything. She just tries stuff and tries stuff and tries stuff, but nothing works for her. And I thought, oh, you know, I hate to even tell her about another product, you know, but I thought, I'm going to, because this has worked for so many people. So I talked to her about it, and she was a good sport. She thought she'd try it again. And so she got on it, and I'm going to introduce Jody. Jody lives here in Oregon. She lives up in Portland. She's just a great gal. You're going to enjoy hearing her story. And I'm going to let her tell her story in her own words. Jody, are you there?
I am. Hi, Donna.
Hi. So what were some of your issues that you had that made you want to try this?
Well, I'm one of these people that has, like, a list of things. And, you know, I'm always trying, like you said, I'm always trying things. I've spent lots of money on a lot of different, you know, things over the years, and I end up just having a cupboard full of products that I just, you know, I take for a month, and I just lose interest. And so I am kind of a hard subject because I try these things, and if I don't notice results, I just completely lose interest in the product, and I just stop taking it gradually, and so it just becomes a waste of money, and you know, and it can be disheartening just to keep trying things and finding, you know, that that these things aren't working for you, or you just aren't, you know, sometimes you kind of even feel like something, you know, just something's wrong with you that you can't keep taking these things and trying, you know, trying them longer, you know, and so I've gotten frustrated over the years. And so when you had me start on this, I thought, well, you know, I'll try it. You know, I'm always willing to try something because, you know, when you have so many things going on, it's you know, you still have hope that something's going to work. And so I started taking it, and I guess the first thing that I really noticed on it was energy. In fact, I didn't really notice it. My husband noticed it, because it's not like you have this burst of energy. It's more like just energy to do things, because, you know, I'm not a high energy person, and I tend to not do a whole lot. You know, I'm kind of like, don't have the energy to do things. And so my husband, he you know, kind of joked around with me, and he's like, you know, honey, I'm going to have to start asking you, what are you doing next? Because, you know, he'd come up and just find me doing things all the time, and he's just like, wow, you know, you're sure doing a lot lately, you know. And so I started noticing that I had just, what's that?
I said, I love that.
I know. I love that too, because, you know, you can start to feel like you're lazy because you just don't have energy. And so, you know, just overall, I just tell people, it's like I have an overall sense of well-being, like, you know, like I can just do normal life things and feel like doing them, you know. And so that was huge for me and made me just want to keep taking the stuff, you know, which I want to say, you know, I'm horrible at taking pills, so I started out on taking, drinking the hot cocoa, and that was really good for me to start on that because, and I liked that about the product because it wasn't just in a pill form, and I could start out with taking, you know, drinking it, and that really helped me jumpstart because now I'm taking the pills, but, you know, and now I want to take the pills because it's actually doing something, and I'm noticing it doing something for me. And so another thing that it has done is I had pain in my left hand that, you know, just even going and doing my water aerobics, working with the weights and the water, it would hurt to hold on to the weights for any time. And I just started noticing that the arthritis feeling in my hand, I think it was arthritis. I'd never had it, you know, diagnosed, but I just imagined that's what it was. And it just started clearing up, just where now I can work with the weights and that doesn't hurt. And it was like a constant, you know, like just squeezing real tight my hand. I would feel the pain. And so I started noticing that. And the next thing that I noticed starting to help me with was for a long time, I've been having bladder issues. And I'd go to the doctor. I went to the doctor 3 times getting, you know, a test for bladder infection. And, no, they couldn't find a bladder, bladder infection. And it just, you know, just a discomfort in my bladder where I felt like I constantly had to go, you know, empty my bladder and just to make it feel better. And so nobody could really figure out what was wrong with that. And it wasn't until I overheard somebody giving their testimony on your program, Donna, that was talking about their bladder issues that I realized I haven't had that pain or that, I wouldn't call it pain, it's just a discomfort and feeling like I constantly had to, you know, empty my bladder. And I just don't have that anymore. And so then I've been thinking about other issues that I've had, and I've had a constant neck problem for years, and I've gone to chiropractors, and I've had x-rays, and one of the chiropractors told me that I probably, you know, had developed arthritis in my neck, and I also have poor posture. So that is something that I've been noticing not so bad, and I've had a constant neck problem for years. Okay. And I'm hearing background.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Okay. So, my neck, I've been noticing my neck has been feeling better. I still have issues with some of my poor posture, but the actual pain in my neck that I constantly would have, where I'd sit for a while and I'd just have to, like, you know, constantly move my neck around and stuff, that's been actually getting better. I really have noticed a change there. And, also with my wrists, I've had problems with working on the computer because I've been an accountant for years, and I think I just developed wrist, you know, like almost like symptoms from the carpal tunnel in my wrist where my hands would go to sleep, and at night my hands would bother me. I have noticed, you know, even I've been upping my dose recently, and I've been noticing that getting better too. So, you know, I'm just so excited about this stuff. I'd go out and buy everyone I know a bottle of this stuff because, you know, because I am such a hard person. I mean, if something works for me, Donna, I'm just like, I got to get everybody on this, you know? It's funny because I'm getting my husband on it, even though he doesn't take pills. I mean, I've never seen my husband take pills at all. And so I've started him on the toothpaste, and I'm really excited about that. We just started like a couple days ago, so I don't really have any thing to say about that right now. But he does have like periodontal issues, and so we're trying the toothpaste on him. And I'm just excited. I'm really excited about this stuff. So,
It's so fun to hear you excited, you know, having known you for years and having known that you've tried so many things that just didn't work and stuff that really was good stuff, you know, and but it just did nothing for you. And this is like addressing every issue that you had, and I just am amazed and excited to have it for you and with you.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks for letting me share my story.
Well, you'll have to come back and tell us again how things go with your husband, with the toothpaste, with the dental issues.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay, so we're going to introduce now Dr. Gilbert Rivero. Dr. Rivero has been on before. He was on a few weeks back telling some personal stories. And he talked to me during the week and was telling me some more things that have been happening, and it was real fun, and so I wanted you guys to hear it. So, Dr. Rivero, are you there?
I'm here, Donna.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi,
I'm glad you're here. So, update us.
Yeah, I want to tell a couple of stories. I have a brother-in-law that got started in Ghana about a month ago, and he has prostate cancer, and it was time for his checkup, so went to see his urologist, and after the test, the doctor said, what are you doing? This cancer is shrinking. And he said, well, I'm taking this product, and named it Ganoderma. And the doctor said, well, I don't know anything about it, but you just better keep on doing it because it's doing you some good. And my brother-in-law, of course, was very, very excited. So I have a friend down in Missouri, and I was telling him my brother-in-law's story. And he said, wait a minute, Gil, that's my story. I go, oh, really? Well, you finish telling the story then. And he said, after a month of Gano, I went to my urologist, and we had been talking in times past about getting my PSA level below 11. And the doctor said to me, hey, look, my job is to maintain your level, not to bring it down. And if we can maintain it, I think we'll be doing a good job. So he went in for a test level, and the nurse says, well, the doctor's on his way, so let me put you in a patient's room. And so he goes into the room to wait for the doctor. The doctor comes and goes into the room, and he said, before the doctor looked at the report, my friend said, okay, doc, I want you to know I have a crow in my pocket. Because the doctor had said in previous appointments that if we get this below 11, I'm going to eat crow. And so he said to the doctor, he said, so I have a crow in my pocket. And the doctor wasn't sure why he was saying that. But then he picked up the report and he looked at it, and the previous level was 11.2, and he now was looking at the new report, and it was 10.5.
Wow, and that was after like maybe 3 or 4 weeks on the product?
Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks on the product.
Wow.
And so my friend says, okay, doc, do we pull the crow out? And the doctor chuckled, and he said, well, you know what? He said, I don't know what you're doing. I mean, the same phrase. I don't know what you're doing, but you better keep on doing it because I never expected this would happen.
Absolutely.
And you know, anything above six, you would consider going into putting danger level.
Right.
So the doctor was just really, really excited about what was going on. And he'd already predicted that he would never get below 11. And those are my two stories, and it's interesting that they're identical because both men, prostate cancer, and I guess the doctors never expected that, you know, that these levels would drop.
Right. Well, all the literature that I've seen says, that it's very effective against prostate cancer. So those of you who are listening, if you're concerned about prostate cancer, again, I'm going to beat the prevention drum here. You really need to consider this product as prevention because prevention is the only easy, non-stressful way to deal with cancer, in my opinion.
Well, Donna, the men that I know that are taking Gano are reporting back to me that they're making less trips to the restroom at nights.
Yes, which indicates that swelling is reducing.
Mm-hmm.
Things are functioning like they're supposed to. Do you have anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, that's it. I just thought that was very interesting. And both stories in the same week.
It's very encouraging, especially because these guys were not on it a long time, you know. And so so keep us posted on this. Update us.
I will
I'm
do
sure
that. Thanks for giving me
continue.
The chance to share.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay, thanks, Dr. Rivero. Okay, we're going to go on to Edmundo. Edmundo.
Hello.
A new friend. Hi, Edmundo. Edmundo is a medical interpreter, and so he's been around medical stuff for a while, and he was telling me his story, and I just said, well, you guys got to hear this. This is just really good stuff, not just his story, but personal family stories also. So I'm going to turn this over to Edmundo. He's going to share with you. Go ahead.
Hi, Donna. My name is Edmundo Cavazos, and yes, I am an interpreter for Spanish. You know, for people that know very little English and need to understand how the medical system works. So
yeah.
That requires a lot of preparation. Right? So anyhow, the way that I got into Ganoderma, you know, it was I have a dear friend, you know, that even Dr. Rivera knows, Christine Urbani, you know, really nice person, and I've known her for a while, you know, hey, over 3 years, you know, probably going more like five. And you know, we've been in touch, and I was telling her about my hip, you know, how much it hurt, you know, that, you know, I had been trying different things, and including I started taking amino acids, you know, triglycerine, and it had worked somehow, but it was just not doing the job, you know. My pain level at the time was shooting up, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being where you got to be in the hospital. I was hitting an 8 as far as the pain level, and I would be taking on a daily basis up to 8 ibuprofen, you know, out of the bottle, and it was just tearing my stomach. So I said, "Hey, Christine, you know anything?" So she just told me that about a friend of hers that took it to take care of arthritis, and you know, maybe it would work or do something. Well, what the heck, you know, what I got to lose, you know, with
right.
the pain that I have, you know, not because to be honest with you, Donna, I can't say that I did all the research that all these people are doing. I can just tell you how, you know, how it happened, and it's that's as far as I want to go. I don't want to get into the you know, the chromosome or whatever level that you want
right,
to get into.
Right.
You know, which is great. And it's awesome for medical doctors because they need to know what's going on too, Donna. Don't get me wrong. Okay? So as far as what I'm saying is like, whoa, it's I had to go and get rid of the pain. So yes, I ordered the stuff. And you know, Donna told me, look, you know, if you don't want to pay that much, you know, just get yourself an automatic thing. You know, I know you're going to like it because a lot of people are saying that it's good. So, Donna, you know, hey, Christine, I trust your judgment, so let's do it. So I did. The first day I took it, wow. You know, I noticed something. You know, I said, whoa, I felt like a certain level of discomfort or was gone. You know, I was a little bit more mobile. And I just, and I had for the past 3 years, you know, been using a cane, you know, to wobble about. And I got rid of the cane, you know, and I got rid of the cane within the first 2 weeks of taking this stuff.
Wow.
You know, it's, I got daring. You know, the discomfort was still there. However, I felt strength in that area. You know, like everybody's saying, hey, you feel strength. Well, yeah, I was feeling that area was strengthening. You know, maybe there was some repair being done, which that's awesome. Instead of just like, hey, take this for the pain, but later, oh, you're still like, you know, please shoot me, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's, I went and took care of it, Donna. It was awesome, you know. So I, mom and dad, I started then getting into the internet and doing a little more research like everybody else. And I was really impressed, you know, with some of the actual medical research that is being done by major universities. Whoa, this is, you know, something to pay attention to. You know, it's not, they're just not just playing here, you know, so. And also, you know, some of the results that they're coming up with, you know, it's outstanding, you know, that, you know, how it's working with, multiple sclerosis and things like that. It is, wow, this is, and muscular, I know it's, the Lou Gehrig's disease. They're also looking into that area and some other ones, you know, so it's, I was just impressed with that. And I also read, you know, and heard about that in terms of the memory was doing wonders. And then again about the diabetic condition. So I sent it to my mother, you know, which again, you know, long story short, you know, she had over 3 mild heart attacks and was hospitalized, you know, for about a good 3 months since the month of. We're talking about in the like December through then up until early April, you know, there was 3 months, even into May, you know. So a total of 3 months being in the hospital. It's just like with 3 mild, you know, a mild heart attacks and having liquid in her lungs and having to sleep in a position where. They just hoped it wouldn't develop into pneumonia.
Yeah.
So then you know, she came out of that okay, and immediately after she came out, we're talking about, you know, this was they've been on it over a month now, yeah, or a month. And this was starting in May, you know, shortly after she got out of the hospital. I put her on this, or she started taking it. I said, Mom, take this stuff. I did the thing. I went and bought it. I said, what the heck, you know, it's, what do I got to lose, you know, and this way they won't feel pressure that, oh, I have to buy this stuff, and, you know, like, it happens many times. I said, boy, they took it, and Mom, you know, reports, you know, she calls me, God, I got so much energy, I cannot sleep, and the doctor told me I have to be in total rest, and I'm just feeling so great, you know. That I just got to get out and go to the Goodwill, you know, just so I can rest, you know.
And how old is your mother?
She's 79.
Wow.
And she's out and about, you know, and, you know, she was saying how slow things were happening at home and, you know, that she just could not get the things done a little bit quicker because she would love to have done that. And then my brother drops by to visit her and says, you know, and then he states that, Well, my mama, you know, that she did it really quick. You know, he didn't even expect it done or anything. It was, mom is just really picked up a lot of strength, you know, and for being the age that she is, you know, and doing the work that she's doing the work probably of a 50-year-old, okay? That's what the way that I can put it, okay? And it's just amazing, you know, she's really happy. And dad, he started taking the product, which is also made out of the same mushroom, you know, Excellium is called, you know,
right.
for the mind. Well, he took it for about 3 weeks, and mom wasn't noticing any change. So they added one capsule of the Ganoderma, you know, the red one.
For about 3 weeks he was on the Excellium alone.
And then they added
the Ganoderma itself.
On the fourth week. Well, by the end of the fourth week, you know, mom just calls in and says, "Gosh, you know, I can't believe it. Your dad, I'm not having to argue with him so much or telling him things over and over and over. You know, he's just getting them done. You know, he's remembering." So let me talk to dad. So I say, "Hey, how are you doing?" So we talk, and I said, "Well, Dad, how do you know that you remember things?" When I'm listening, you know, I think of things that I want to ask, and I remember what to ask, and instead of going like, "What the hell was I going to ask?" So I can continue this conversation with this guy. Instead, it's like, "Hey, he's tracking, you know, like, wow." And I noticed it too, because I remember sometimes we would have long conversations, and I would say, "Hey, Dad, you just said that to me." He says, "I did? I don't remember." I said, "Don't worry, Dad." And just now I don't even, or if I even bring it out to Dad, "Hey, you know, you already said it." I said, "Oh, yeah, that's right." And he moves on with the conversation, you know, like it didn't happen.
You had mentioned that in his family he had a brother, I think, that has Alzheimer's.
Correct. You know, one of my younger uncles died of Alzheimer's, and then we have an older uncle, you know, and he's got Alzheimer's, and is not advanced to the point that he doesn't remember everything. He still has some memory cells there, and thank God. And I'm sorry if I'm being mean. I don't mean to. I love my uncle dearly, and I'll do anything for him. And in fact, I'm willing to even send him a bottle and just tell Aunt, you know, like, "Hey, just stick it in his food. It's nothing but food. You know, if anybody can come up with a recipe book using Ganoderma as part of the ingredients, send it my way." You know.
Yes.
Like,
so you've had one relative already die from Alzheimer's and an uncle who has a severe advanced case. So when your father's having memory issues, obviously there's going to be concern that that's going that direction. So what a blessing to be on this product and see it turn and go back in the right direction. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I can't talk to you in terms of, you know, statistics and all this. I'm just going to tell you, like, this is what's going on, you know, and whatever this food is, it's a wonderful food, because that's the way I look at it. Food is supposed to do that for you. You're supposed to eat certain foods that are great for your eyes and all that. Like, all we did is we finally found something that we can stick in our diet that we can eat that's going to help us even control our weight, because that's what's happening too. You know, and something that regenerates your organs, and that's what food is supposed to do. If I'm not mistaken, or where am I wrong with that, you know? I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you that that's the way I understood it, you know.
You're having wonderful experiences. So back to your hip pain.
Yes.
At the extreme point, you were at about an 8 in your level of pain on a 1 to 10 scale. You were about an 8. Where do you think you're at right now?
Thank you for bringing me back, Phil. You see, I can just go off on tangents. This stuff is so great, and I apologize for going off on tangents, okay? You know, you're awesome, Donna. You bring me back to the point. God, are you married? Anyhow, let me say about the pain. It started gradually going down. You know, I got rid of the cane. You know, I still wobble. It still hurts. However, the pain stays at a tolerable 2. Yeah, I'm as far as my intake of ibuprofen and tearing my stomach, now it's down to maybe 8 every other week. So, you know, four a week or something like that. You know, it's like and
how long have you been on the Ganoderma?
Well, it's going on two months today, for that matter.
Wow. Yeah. So in 2 months' time, you've gone from a severe 8 down to about a 2.
And I feel it healing. You know, I feel it regenerating. I think I might be to the point where I won't have to exert as much for that. I might even be comfortable, you know, shooting a few hoops, which I wouldn't mind, you know, go and play basketball.
You bet. Yeah. Well, when you get down to a 0, no pain, you call me and we'll have you back on.
Oh, then I'm going to be too expensive, you know.
You
have
to
call
pay you
me,
a big
get a hold,
agent.
Get a hold of an agent. Because I'm talking so much about this stuff, it's just ridiculous, you know.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your story.
Anna, thank you very much. Thank you
for your
time and in any way that I can be of service. You're just going to get it like it is. I'm not going to add or subtract. Here it is, you know, and do with it what you want. Okay?
Well, we appreciate it.
You know,
thank you.
People say that it doesn't heal. Okay, what is food supposed to do? Please help me out, or am I dumb here? Okay?
Yes.
You take care, sweetie.
Thank you, Mundo.
Thank you, Donna. God bless.
Okay. We've got one other person we're going to hear from here in just a moment. I'm going to just talk just briefly, though, before I introduce our last guest. I'm going to just talk briefly about cancer. I have a dear friend who just passed away, lost his battle against cancer. And I just have sort of a zero tolerance program going on against cancer right now. And I just want to share a little bit of information that I found just this last week. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Mike Adams. He's known as the Health Ranger. He produces a lot of articles on health for naturalnews.com. If you're not familiar with him, you might want to be familiar with him. It's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com. And I found an article that he wrote on medicinal mushrooms. And I'm just going to read you briefly just a couple paragraphs out of his article. He says, "The cure for cancer already exists, but it wasn't created in a lab, and it wasn't funded by pink ribbon products or walkathons. It was created for free by Mother Nature, and it exists as a collection of literally thousands of powerful anti-cancer phytonutrients found in medicinal mushrooms. Medicinal mushrooms contain some of the most potent medicines in the world. They are living pharmaceutical factories, but they file no patents and ask for no royalties. They just mind their own business, manufacturing healing medicines day by day and waiting for someone wise and humble enough to come along and pick them. If you or someone you know suffers from any form of cancer, make sure to get this information to them so they can learn what their conventional cancer doctor won't dare tell them, that medicinal mushrooms make chemotherapy virtually obsolete." That's just a small part of his article. One of the persons that he quoted is Alan Keith Tillotson. He has a PhD and an AHG, which I have no idea what that is. He wrote the One Earth Herbal Source Book, Everything You Need to Know About Chinese, Western, and Ayurvedic Herbal Treatments. Alan Tillotson says, like many other medicinal mushrooms, Ganoderma mushroom can be used to treat cancer patients due to its ability to activate NK cells, macrophages, T lymphocytes, cytokines, and all the important immune system components. This product is powerfully anti-cancer. I want to just give you a little bit of information on that, because cancer is taken too many people down that I know and love. I know everyone listening knows someone who has lost someone, you know, to cancer, and I have declared war. And so we're going to cover that just briefly. At a website called thehealthierlife.co.uk, they had an article called Ganoderma Lucidum's Anti-Cancer Properties Investigated. And it says, scientists have been investigating the medicinal properties of Ganoderma Lucidum and have been astounded by the results yielded so far. They've been particularly impressed by the powerful anti-cancer action Ganoderma appears to possess. One study carried out at the Department of Medical Biochemistry, Ehime University in Japan, revealed that it can prevent the spread of cancer, especially of the prostatic, breast, liver, and spleen. It encourages the death of cancerous cells. According to Japanese researchers, Ganoderma contains natural chemicals called triterpenoids, which possess an important anti-cancer action. They are able to inhibit the blood supply to cancerous cells, preventing oxygen and other nutrients from feeding them. On the other side of the Pacific, U.S. scientists working at the Cancer Research Laboratory, Methodist Research Institute in Indianapolis, have shown that Ganoderma is able to block several chemicals which promote the spread and development of cancerous cells. According to Dr. Silva, who led the study, our data suggests that the spores in the body of Ganoderma lucidum inhibits the spread of breast and prostate cancer cells by a common mechanism and would have a potential therapeutic use for the treatment of cancer. They concluded that medical mushrooms merit further investigation as a potential preventative against cancer.
A common mechanism.
I don't know why, but we're getting some feedback here. Chinese researchers from the National Chung-Sin University in Taiwan have found that Ganoderma contains high concentrations of beneficial phenolic compounds, which are known to be extremely effective in fighting free radicals and are also thought to play an important role in fighting cancer. Finally, Ganoderma appears to inhibit an inflammatory chemical called tumor necrosis factor. This chemical is strongly implicated in heart disease, diabetes, dementia, and cancer. Ganoderma is able to keep TNF under control, which may reduce the risk of these chronic conditions developing. And they have a couple testimonies here. This is a team of scientists from the Department of Urology, College of Physicians and Surgeons of Columbia University in New York reported on the remarkable case of a patient with prostate cancer. This patient received treatment with Ganoderma and genistein, which is a plant chemical present in soy. So this combined treatment approach produced a significant effect on his prostatic-specific antigen levels. A PSA blood test is commonly performed to evaluate prostate problems, as patients with prostate cancer typically have high PSA levels. After the 6-week treatment program, doctors were amazed to discover the patient's PSA reading had fallen from an initial 19.7 to a mere 4.2. When the patient went to have his surgery performed, the surgeons found there was no sign of cancer in his prostate tissues. This is far from being an isolated case. 2 years earlier, doctors working at the Squire Urological Clinic, Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center in New York, reported the recovery of two patients with prostate cancer who were treated with Ganoderma. Both men had been offered conventional treatment for their prostate cancer, but decided to opt for a natural treatment approach instead. In this instance, they received Ganoderma, again, both patients' TSA readings were found to have dropped significantly, and no side effects were reported in either case. So I wanted to share that with you before I introduce Dave, because he has a couple stories that are relevant to this topic. So, Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
This is Dave Summers, and he lives in, he suffers in Santa Barbara, California.
Sorry.
He lives a lovely, lovely life, actually, in Santa Barbara, California. And Dave has been on before, so if you've listened in, you're familiar with Dave. And he's going to share some of his stories real quick before we sign off. So go ahead, Dave.
Thank you so much, Donna, and I really, really appreciate you. Obviously, you've spent quite a bit of time doing research, and, you know, it's interesting because when you have a natural product, you can't say that it does anything. And according to FDA, you can't say that it does anything. And obviously, this is doing something, even though we can't officially say that it's doing anything. And I just wanted to share with you something in a different light than some of the other things. And I, what I really, really appreciate about GonoXcel is that, we have products delivered in different habits, and it's delivered in, we have it in coffees and teas and soap and a toothpaste and an oatmeal, a spirulina oats. And I just like to focus on two things that might not be normally focused on, and those are both the soap and the toothpaste, and applying them in a different way. When I first got to be a part of this company, I had heard some stories where people had had some extreme benefit with both of those products. So I've recently kind of explored those on a personal level. And I just want to start out with the soap to begin with. I've always, always, always struggled with adult acne. And to kind of give you a little bit of a back history, I was heavily scarred when I was a teenager. And I have done a lot of things that were natural that actually improved the scarring slightly. But the thing that I really want to focus on is that when I started using the soap on a regular basis, I shave in the shower, so I just let the soap, I lather up my face and start regularly doing that every morning when I shaved. And I have to admit that, you know, my face, the texture of my face is very, very similar to, used to be very, very similar to like a baby's bottom that had a rash on it, and there was a lot of little bumps. And every morning, as I lather soap on my face, I'm going, there's less, it's like there's hardly any texture at all. It's almost completely, completely gone. And I've, so I just wanted, for those who are struggling with having a clear complexion, just applying the soap to any place on your skin that you want to see improvement has actually given me some very, very good benefit. For those who shave, it's awesome. It's the closest shave you'll ever get if you shave with the Ganoderma soap. On a second front, and I just started approaching this about 2 weeks ago. I was talking to Donna earlier, and I had heard that applying toothpaste topically on areas of your skin that are that look problematic or could turn problematic gives an improvement. And I'd like to start out with my friend Jerry, who had no circulation in his legs and he's paralyzed below his waist. And his wife had applied toothpaste mixed with the Ganoderma and the gel caps and kind of made up a paste that was a little bit extra strength. And he'd had a fungus for several months, and within 4 days, and it was reddish purple, and within 4 days that was gone. So that kind of application, if you have something that needs extra help because of the challenge in front of you, that's one way to basically make the toothpaste go further. But I'm not even doing that. So what I started to do 2 weeks ago, and I've done this in the past, but I haven't stuck with it, I'll start applying it to spots that I go, that skin looks like it's not as healthy as it should be. And I'm every morning out of the shower, I'm doing it everywhere, and I've stuck with it for 2 weeks. I keep on looking. I go, I know they're somewhere on my arm. I can't see them anymore. They're disappearing. And it's even happened with I do a lot of fishing outdoors on a regular basis, and so I have a lot of sun issues. and I'm just applying it to my hands and my arms, and the spots are just disappearing every day, less and less and less and less. And I even have a spot on my leg that was that's a discoloration. It's not unhealthy, but the spot was about the size of my fingernail, my pinky's fingernail, and now it's the size of maybe a dot, a bullet on a Microsoft Word document or something like that. So it's gone from that to that within over a two-week period. So for those of you who are looking for ways to kind of help in a natural way to alleviate issues with your skin, I had one spot on my leg that I just touched all the time and was kind of scratching, and it was kind of flaky, and those are the ones that you really need to be concerned about. And at 4 days, the flaky part just fell off kind of like a scab, and it keeps on getting less and less and less every day. So the hardest part, though, is you got to stick with it. And I mean, because I could stop and then wait 6 months and see it come back or something like that. So I'm sticking with it this time, and I'm seeing tremendous benefit. So that's a little bit about using the soap and the toothpaste in a little different way. And I love it that we have a product that works, and it's natural, and it is delivered in food form, so our bodies are able to assimilate it. And especially that in the context of the gel caps, the Xylem and the Ganoderma 90 caps that we have, they've made it so that it's three ways absorbable in our bodies, not only water but alcohol soluble, because there's parts of our bodies that actually produce alcohol, and then the third way it's oil soluble, so it's able to go into our fat. So because the product does go really, really far like that, I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing that nutritionally, and this is what we can say, nutritionally it supports our bodies. When our bodies have great nutrition, they know what to do. So that's a little bit of my story, Donna, and I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to share with you.
I thank you for that, Dave. And the point about the water-soluble, alcohol-soluble, and fat-soluble is very important. The studies that I read on HIV that said this was very effective in interrupting the virus's cycle was with the alcohol soluble. So to go out and buy, say, a Ganoderma mushroom and think, well, I'm just going to chop this up and make tea out of it and water, it won't work. It has to be alcohol soluble in order to interrupt the virus, the life of the virus, you know. So it's really important that there is a full spectrum of fat-soluble, water-soluble, and alcohol-soluble in the capsules. Really, really important. Looks like we've just got a couple minutes here. And I just want to say, if you are interested in this product, get back with the person who sent you to this broadcast. If you stumbled across this accidentally on the Internet, you can contact me. That would be Donna Crow, and that's Crow just like the bird, Donna, CROW.com. You can learn how to get a hold of this product. You can get it wholesale or retail. It's up to you. I think it's worth trying for at least 3 months. Period, no matter what the issue is that you have. Give it a good 3 months try. 6 months is even better, but, you know, truthfully, people like Edmundo, you know, he took it for his hip pain, and he noticed benefit and relief the very first day. With my dad, his pain issue, it took about 6 weeks. So what if he had stopped trying it in the first 2 weeks? You know, he would have missed out. So I recommend that you try it for at least 3 months. And give it a really good try so that you actually know what's being done. And God bless everybody who came and shared their story, and I'm grateful for all of you who tuned in today. And keep your eye on blogtalkradio.com/Donna-Crow. Check back there once in a while, see if we've got other broadcasts. We're going to try and do this fairly frequently as our schedules allow us. Thanks for being here. Have a good one.